Like many of Dolly Parton's songs, Tennessee Mountain Home is autobiographical. Parton's life has given her the subject matter for 70 albums and her fair share of number one singles and top 40 hits. Her acting career includes performances in such movies as Steel Magnolias and 9 to 5, for which she earned an Oscar nomination. She's also a successful businesswoman with her own movie production and music publishing companies, and her Dollywood theme park in eastern Tennessee attracts 2 million visitors each year. Parton's music is attracting a new generation of fans with her recent recordings of pure bluegrass music. She says the music reminds her of growing up poor in her family's mountain home.
Even now when I'm up there, I think about how life was then, because I remember a time we didn't have electricity in the early days, and I was thinking how far I've come from no electricity to now to living in this high-tech world that's selling my records as they are and all these. But back then, a lot of people were poor, and you didn't think about it. We made it. We barely made it, but we did make it. And, you know, we had a lot of stuff that money can't buy anyhow, as I often talk about, like things like love and kindness and understanding. And we had music. My mother's people were very musical. So that really got us through a lot of hard times. And the fact that on both sides of my family, the Partons and the Owens family, had a great sense of humor. So I think if you have a faith in God, a great sense of humor, and if you've got music, how hard can it be?
So Coat of Many Colors is...
Coat of Many Colors is a true story that actually happened, and that happens to be my favorite song.
Me too.
My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, why was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors my mama made for me.
There's just something about that song. It takes me back to home. It reminds me of the kind of parents I had, and just that country way. And it's got the spirituality, and it's got the family in it. And so that's very personal to me, that song.
At your high school graduation, everyone had to say something, right?
Yes. I said something, too. In fact, that was back in 1964, and all the kids got up to talk about what they were doing. Some were going to medical school. Some was going to become a nurse. Some were going to get married. Some would do this. I get up innocent thinking that was the thing to do, and I just said, well, I'm going to Nashville to become a star. And people laughed, at, you know, even parents and everybody. I mean, it's like, and I just, oh, it just froze me because I was so embarrassed. I thought, well, you know, what's funny about that? You know, and it was like I just remembered it hurt me so bad. But I thought, well, I am going to Nashville to become a star. And it kind of spurred me on. It was almost like, well, I'll show you that I meant what I was saying.
Well, it didn't take long.
No, actually, I was in Nashville. I actually got lucky because I moved there and I got a little contract to make enough money as a songwriter, you know, like a few weeks after. It took me a while because I went hungry there for a good long while. Then finally I got on as a songwriter with Tree Publishing Company, and then Monument Records also had Combine Publishing. Fred Foster was very good to me. So they put me on like a little salary where I, you know, as a writer, and that kind of helped me get some other things going. He recorded me on Monument, and that's when I had Dumb Blonde, my first top 10 record. Years there in 1966, I got lucky and landed a job with the Porter Wagoner Show, and that was when I got my first big break and big exposure.
I don't recall there were a lot of female country singers then. I mean, there are today, there's a lot of them, but back then there were very few. Was it difficult to get some attention then?
No, that's a good question. No, I got a lot of attention.
<I'm sure.
laughs> I got a lot of attention because I had this piled up mop of blonde bleached hair and these boobs sticking out and, you know, my clothes skin tight. But that's just, you know, I wasn't doing that to get the attention. I did that, well, I guess I did, but I mean, that's the way I also felt comfortable dressing. That was like a country girl's idea of what glamour was. But at that time, you know, when I was 18, 19 years old, also being brought up in a family of like all these kids. I had six brothers and my dad, and was very close to all my uncles. So I've always said I look like a woman, but I also think like a man. So it was like I know the nature of a man, and I knew the ones who were trying to hit on me also were smart enough to know how to maneuver and make that work for me. You're right, at that time there were not a lot of women in the business, and a lot of it was because I think a lot of them didn't really know how to control themselves or how to maneuver, or thought that it was going to be much harder than it was.
Is there ever a downside to the image? I mean, do you feel maybe you're not taken as seriously as a songwriter or a musician as you might otherwise be?
Well, I think that people take me as serious as I take myself. It's like I know that I write good. I enjoy, and I know that I sing good. I know there are many, many writers much greater than me and greater singers. But I've always said I got more guts than I got talent. But I got enough of all of it to make it work, and I'm willing to work. But I know that the way I look has really, or especially in the early days, you know, held me back maybe some, but then again, I'm not so sure how held back I've been. I've come a long way considering, you know, where I've come from. And that's because I was sure of who I was and what I was doing. And I would work around the things that seemed to be like a hindrance. If I couldn't go through it, I would go around it or jump over it.
I used to sit for hours as a kid and dangle my feet from an old flat bridge, seeing myself in the water below, shatter my image with the rocks I throw, shatter my image with the rocks I throw.
Tomorrow, Dolly Parton talks about her newest recording, Halos and Horns. You can hear some of the songs on the website, npr.org.